This is St. Louis Public Radio. Governor Eric Greitens struck a business-friendly tone during his Wednesday State of the State address. He's urging the GOP-controlled legislature to follow through on his unfinished agenda, particularly when it comes to cutting taxes and making it harder for people to file lawsuits. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, lawmakers are skeptical that Greitens' people skills are sharp enough to accomplish much.
One of the focuses of Greitens' half-hour State of the State address was unfinished business. He wants the legislature to pass many of the things left undone in 2017, barring lobbyist-paid gifts, cutting taxes, and making it more difficult for people to sue each other. But Greitens also took time to revel, as he contended that he made progress in changing Missouri government.
We promised the people of Missouri we would do different. We have, and we will. We promised the people of Missouri that we would fight for the least among us, the counted out and the forgotten. We have, and we will.
Greitens largely refrained from disparaging the, quote, career politicians that he railed against in the past. Instead, he spent a lot of time urging cooperation, especially on issues like foster care that's a big priority for First Lady Sheena Greitens.
I want to ask the members of this body to do something straightforward. Put politics on hold. Set any differences you may have with one another or with me to the side.
That conciliatory tone is a change from the past year, when Greitens feuded with some Republicans critical to passing his agenda. Never before has a GOP governor had such a supportive General Assembly, but many lawmakers are upset with Greitens right now. For instance, Greitens angered a bipartisan group of lawmakers when he engineered the dismissal of Missouri's education commissioner and helped halt low-income housing tax credits. There's also been unease about how a politically active nonprofit staffed by Greitens' campaign workers ran ads against GOP senators. That prompted House Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty to conclude in the Democratic response that Greitens is creating dysfunction in Jefferson City.
Governor Greitens' administration has been stained by ethical failings, disdain for the law, and a complete lack of transparency.
Now that Greitens' speech is in the books, it's an open question whether Republicans that control the General Assembly will follow through on what the governor wants. They fall into two categories. In the first are people like Senator Rob Schaff, who plan to vocally oppose the governor. Remember that Greitens' connected nonprofit? It went after the St. Joseph Native last year.
I'm not of a mind to just sit down so easily. You know, I'm not. I don't want these bad things to pass.
Others like Representative Justin Offerman of Herman are more optimistic. The vice chairman of the powerful House Budget Committee says Greitens has spent more time recently talking with lawmakers.
Obviously, there's always going to be a push and shove between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and that's natural for our process. But outside of that, I think we have a very good working relationship with the governor's office, especially with budget and planning on this as well.
That type of attitude may be critical for lawmakers to deal with things not mentioned in Greitens' speech, including finding more money for roads and public universities. Greitens also didn't provide detail on his proposed budget. Still, GOP Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson says people are expecting Republicans to deliver on vexing policy problems. He says they don't want infighting or political concerns to get in the way.
I do think it's important just for all of us not to conduct ourselves like the federal government does. I think Missouri has a lot better chance of providing the leadership that we're missing in Washington, D.C. right now.
Parson's sentiments could be difficult to accomplish by the end of the session in May, especially since 2018 is an election year for many Missouri politicians. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.